Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mahaffey moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mahaffey scores. Moses moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Shea moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shea bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dietrich. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to third for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dietrich. Appling goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.